Dilemma 6. Why is my daughter treating me like this? Here is the dilemma. I have just listened to Philip Hodgson on the Jeremy Vine show on Radio 2. A caller was saying how her depressed daughter no longer has contact with her family, and Mr. Hodgson said how people often complain of this. This is new to me. My own 20-year-old daughter has refused all contact with me for the last 6 months, and it's killing me. I left her father for someone else, taking her with me when she was 7 years old. I never spoke ill of her father, and I made sure she saw him regularly until she was about 14, when she started to make the decision for herself not to go so often. Because he has no interest in me, he had 3 stepchildren with his new wife. After about 7 years of the relationship not working and both my parents dying within 6 months of each other, I moved into a flat with my daughter. Apart from my loneliness and depression, we were actually very happy and the best of friends. We also worked together as dance teachers. We were extremely close. Just before her A-levels, I met a younger man and he moved in with us. They got on okay, but he has a short fuse and they had disagreements over her religion. Eventually we all had a big upset over a mutual friend. The next day, we arrived home to find my daughter's room emptied and a note to say she had gone. She was staying with grandparents, who, over the years, she had had little contact with. Things were a little strained after that. As a result, knowing she was about to start university, my boyfriend and I decided to move to France. We saw her once on a short trip to England and she seemed okay, but even the rare texts and phone calls had become very stilted. I sent a long email last summer asking her exactly what was wrong. She replied that she found it impossible to love me anymore, that she was having counseling and that she had decided it was best to stop contact until she felt ready to resume. I respected her decision, but not realizing it would go on so long. I sent the occasional email/text saying I was here for her and love and miss her, but she subsequently blocked me from her email and phone. She also has a new address which neither she nor her father will give me. She speaks occasionally to my brother and has told him to tell me to stop contacting her. I know that she is now conducting a really full-on relationship with my ex-husband and his family. It is literally just me, the one who gave her everything growing up. I really want to kill myself some days. Please help. Is this a normal aspect of counseling, and what on earth can I do? Will it harm her if I force contact? Here are the therapist's answers. Therapist 1 is a counselor and life coach with experience of working with alcohol and addiction issues as well as with eating disorders. Here is her answer. Sometimes during the course of therapy people do decide to stop having contact with members of their family or friends. It can be confusing and hurtful to those affected by it. Forcing contact can also be counterproductive. I understand that 6 months, and the lead up to them, can feel like a very long time, but to respect your daughter's wishes at the moment can bring about lasting healing in the end. Her religious beliefs are important to her from what you have said, and it may be equally important that you have trust in her faith. From your email it sounds as if she is building on her relationship with her father, which reached a difficult stage for her when she was a teenager, and at the same time she does know that you haven't abandoned her by your concern even though she has blocked it out. I would suggest giving time. Perhaps if your brother is willing, you could send the odd card in a month or so, perhaps at a birthday or seasonal holiday, just simply saying that you love her and wish her well, but that is all, as it appears that she may feel pressured right now. There is a sense that you both went through a lot of emotional changes at a vulnerable age for your daughter. In the meantime, it might be helpful for you to have some counseling support, as you say that I really want to kill myself some days. It is true that this situation is not unusual in counseling and can often be resolved by giving a chance for all parties to work through some difficult issues. Therapist 2 is a relate-trained counselor with experience of working with relationship issues and is an experienced couples counselor. Here is her answer. I'm really sorry to hear of the sorry situation with your beloved daughter. It must be so hard for you to lose contact in this way, and I imagine really quite galling that she appears to have switched loyalties to your ex-husband and his new family. Reading through your history of events, I guess the change in attitude might well have started when you became involved with a partner with whom she didn't get on so well. Maybe she felt resentful that she had lost some of your attention, and if it wasn't discussed at the time, then these feelings tend to accumulate and get out of hand. Maybe the contrast between being such good companions to each other and then losing that intimacy was too much for your daughter to cope with at her age at the time. However, having said that, I can see that it is very hard to handle now if she has deliberately cut off all correspondence, but I rather doubt if she would respond to any forced communication at the moment. She seems to be giving a very clear message that she needs time and counseling to decide what she wants to do before she resumes any form of contact. I know this must be terribly hard for you, but it doesn't look as though she will respond to any overtures until/unless she is ready. Her counseling may take some time to help her resolve her feelings, and meanwhile it may be useful for you to seek some form of help for yourself to try and understand what has happened and what might have contributed to this situation. They are always the Samaritans for those times when you feel truly desperate, but meanwhile I hope you might try and find some form of counseling for yourself to ease these unhappy and frustrated feelings. Therapist 3 is a psychoanalytic psychotherapist with experience of working with relationship and many other issues. Here is her answer. From what you write, the pain that you are feeling due to your daughter's not wanting any contact with you seems almost unbearable for you. You mention your closeness to your daughter, and you seem to feel completely on your own now that you have no contact with her. I am wondering whether there is some sort of pattern being repeated here, whether you experienced something similar when you were growing up. You describe an extreme closeness and then a total loss of the person with whom you had that closeness. There seems to be something about abandonment in what you write. You move to France when your daughter starts university, which she may have experienced as having been abandoned by you. When she no longer wants any contact, you feel so bereft that you say you want to kill yourself. I wonder what it means for you that your daughter does not want any contact and what it touches for you. As difficult as may seem, maybe you could try and look at the part you may have had in the breakdown in the relationship between you and your daughter. I realize that the issues that I am raising may be difficult for you to address on your own, and you may therefore want to consider counseling or psychotherapy.